Let's today do the Chumash Hanoch and the Gra. Let's do some of the Gra at the end of the Sefer. The Chumash Hanoch and the Gra, and then maybe I want to talk about a couple of things. Okay, there's so much material. Unfortunately, I didn't. There's so much more to prepare, but let's do what we can do. Let's start now with Pasuk on page 437. We're going backwards. From the Chumash Hanoch. The Chumash Hanoch discussed the entire Perek in one shot. Okay, so it's back on page 437. Pasuk Chumash Hanoch, this is in the Chidah. Vayera el Yoina, Vayemer Hashem, Hahetev Chora Loch, Vayetse Yoina, Vayeman Hashem Lokim Kiko Yoin, Ad Hasait. Because the Chumash Hanoch is going to discuss the entire Perek in one shot. Roy Lohovin Inyan Zeb Bichlal of a Prat. It's fitting to understand the topic, this Perek Dalit, the end of Sefer Yoyna, to understand the general ideas and the details. V'kan b'tchila yesh lachkar. We have the following dilemma, the following question. Yoyna nevi Hashem hamufla benisim gidoyle madua lo yochus al ovdan kamar revavos v'lesagi delam. Period. Why Yoyna, who was so accustomed to the ways of Hashem, why did he not have compassion upon the 120,000 people living in Nineveh, Asher lo yada ben yimin l'smo? Why not? He's a good man, should have compassion. Like we discussed this many, many times. All of the arguments, but Hashem, if the Hashem will have rachmanis upon Nineveh, then there'll be a shevet apoy for Klal Yisrael. We discussed this. Harbe shluchim lamokim. Esther, im hacharesh tacharishi bo eis hazoi srevach vehatzola yamul la yehudim imokim acher. Just like Hashem has other ways, revach vehatzola la yehudim imokim acher, Hashem has other means of bringing punishment. The argument that it's a kitroig on Klal Yisrael, if there's a kitroig. Hashem is emes. You don't have to. It's a very weak argument to say that just because Hashem's going to witness the umos ha'olam, they're doing teshuva, so it's a kitrug. So why doesn't Klal Yisrael do teshuva? Yeah.
Or is his favoring or protecting Klal Yisrael and yet being so callous as to the fate of these people?
Correct.
Right.
Favoritism. Okay. But the truth is, see, that's a very weak argument. I want to talk about that a little bit later on, this whole idea. But these two arguments, the popular arguments that we've been learning about, the truth is the very weak. Because if you're a maimon, person's a maimon, what do you mean? Just because he does teshuva, it's a kitroig on me as to why I don't do teshuva? Hashem is emes. Hashem judges a person based upon his situation, his matzav. A person is not judged based upon someone else. There's a person, the other end of the world, that does teshuva, so now now is a kitchuk upon me. You can say this thing to a first grader, but by the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not an argument. If a person, if there's a complaint against a person, why have you not done teshuva? Hashem is emes. Hashem is the ultimate emes. Hashem doesn't need to be made to complain against the person. Why are you not behaving? Because, oh, now that I see there's a fellow on the other end of the world that is behaving, so now I have a question, how come you are not behaving? That's not the way Hashem works. Hashem doesn't need someone to help him, someone to inspire him. A person is judged based upon his own deeds, his own actions. These arguments are very weak. Now, I want to get back to that later on. These are two very weak arguments that have been presented by the Mefarshim as to why Yonah was angry, as to why Hashem is showing mercy upon Nineveh. Nineveh, after all, there were 120,000 people. Of course, you should show rachmanis to people. And how it reflects upon Klal Yisrael is irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. Harbe shluchim lamokoim, and in regard to doing teshuva, a person's standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shofet, who is MS, 100% MS, that is Yer L'Soif Davar, does not need to have a complaint or to issue a reward to a person based upon the conduct of someone that we have absolutely no connection with. We have nothing to do with Linda. They're the other ends of the world. What's going on?
Well, maybe on one respect, that it's a different idea. He's thinking that God said, Kini chamti kiasi sit before the marble, and it says, that's it. Kate's kolbosav olifonai. That's it. He didn't have he had Rachmanis on some level, but he decided to kill them all because they were showing. By Avraham, Avraham was the one who tried to intercede for Sodom, but God said, you don't seem to get it. They're going. They're Rishoyim, V'chatoim, L'Hashem Yod, and they got to go. So he's using them as a template to say, all right, listen, somebody's a Rasha, they reach the end of the line, and God wants them to do tshuva, otherwise he's going to destroy them. So then destroy them. I didn't send a messenger for Sodom.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, here. Okay, but it's still these are still very weak arguments. The questions are greater than the answers. Okay, so let's see.
We're chosen people, but what are we chosen for?
Okay, you're right. Okay. Let's see the psukim. Let's see how he explains it. Madua and that v'lesagi lematzle alayu. Next question. Rabbi Mayevsky just mentioned, why didn't Yonah follow in the pattern of Avraham Avinu and pray for them? When Hashem said that Sodom is going to be destroyed, Avraham stood up and prayed for a very long time. We don't find anywhere that Yonah prayed any prayer whatsoever for the people of Nineveh. But like, what? But at least Noach did not pray. That's correct. But at least Noach built the teva, and his building of the teva was a source of inspiration to do teshuvah. At least he was sending them a message for 120 years. Noach, yes, very good. We have all these different types of people, different types of situations. Noach, you want to go and compare Noach, Avraham, and Yonah. Noach relative to the world, Avraham relative to Sodom, and Yonah relative to Nineveh. And each one behaved in a very different way. Noach, we do not find prayed for them, but Noach at least was faithful to Hashem by building a teva in public for 120 years as a advertisement, as a statement that if you do not do teshuva, Hashem will destroy the world.
Yeah, but God, you see what it is, some of the portion say, not my idea, that God presented Noah with a final solution. He said, Kate's kol basar, when he told him to build the teva, first he said, Kate's kol basar bolifonai, kimolo aretz. He told him,
well, here as well, ma'pecha.
It's over.
Ne'peches.
In other words, I am going to destroy the world, and Noah didn't know any better. He said, okay. So, and he said, I say, l'cha teva, satsay, go build a teva. He didn't say, and then they'll see, maybe they'll watch you do it and they'll do tshuva.
Yeah,
he presented him with a final solution. This is what's going to happen, so now you got to save yourself.
But here also there was a final solution. Here Hashem said
he gave them the idea that there's a chance.
He didn't give him an idea. First, he never gave him an idea. He says that in 40 days, Nineveh will be Nehepeches. Just like Hashem said to Noach, Kate's kol bosar bolifonai.
Nineveh to tell him this, right?
Right,
so
and just like by the Mabel.
Why didn't want telling them? Because he wanted them to do. In other words, Yonah is. So why is he sending him to Nineveh then? Because he wants them to.
Right. And why is Noach building a teva? So they should do teshuva. They should not be destroyed.
It doesn't say.
But that's Pashut. Rash, I think Rachazal say. He built the teva for 120 years in order to inspire them to do teshuva. If they would have done teshuva, the Mashmoy says the world would not have been destroyed.
But he saved nobody.
Exactly. So Nineveh also wasn't saved. At the end, after we'll talk about later on, Nineveh. Let's go further. V'loy sagdi loy masle alayhu kasher dochak v'nichnas Avraham Avinu olav al-Hashem l'spalach. Rabbi Mayevsky just said, al anshei stoim ha-mefur samim. Like Avram was misspelled for the people of some that were mufursimim with their wickedness, Bresha. Now on page 439, not like Yonah did not behave like Avraham Avinu that was misspelled for the people of Sodom that were mufursimim their Resha. La'atzilam in order that they should be spared in the zechus of the feet tzaddikim, ella degam da Hashem brev rachma of slicha hu de aved kimoi hatsar Allah vayitzer loy, like it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had great pain over the destruction of the wicked, over those people. So that's question number one. Why didn't Yonah follow in the way of Avraham and be mespalel for the people of Nineveh, just like Avraham was mespalel for the wicked people of Sodom? It is certainly a tsar to Hashem that these people should be destroyed. Next, second question. Yesh lachkar. Ma daita shel Yonah hanavi ach yotso yotso min o'ir v'hoyu enav oimdim tzifufim. He left the city, and he was gazing at the city to see what is going to happen. Okay, we turn now to page 441. 441. Lirois chaimus anach. Lirois ma yebuir. What's that all about? Yonah finishes the message. He comes into the city. He delivers the message. He tells them that in 40 days from now, the city will be destroyed. Guys, see you later. I'm out of here. I've done my job. I'm finished. It's time for a vacation. He does not do that. He leaves the city. He goes to the east side of the city, and he sits down, and he waits to see what's going to happen. What is that all about? Where does that come into the picture? Uman nisher oid achareish niskabla teshuvasan. Once he saw they did teshuvah, he told them that they're going to be destroyed. The people immediately began to do teshuvah. When the king found out, he expanded the scope of the teshuvah. He's done. Mission accomplished. Go home. Okay, that's question number two. Question number three. Gam. Inyan hakika yoin ton yidia batchil of a saif. What in the world is this all about? The kikoyon di yoina. This tree. This growth. V'ye ro'e b'masha kosva rabbi Menachem Azariah Zal. The hagoyim. Now he's already beginning to come to answer the questions. Okay, so now let's take a look at this person. I have no idea who he is. Rabbi Menachem Azariah Zal. Okay, he writes that goyim ein lochem teshuva v'gam sheyeshuva midarkam hara teshuvasam nisha me'al. It's lacking. Ugzeru oimedes l'umasam. So the first he said, he's coming to answer all the questions is by teaching us that when it comes to a non-Jew, there really is truly no such thing as teshuva in regard to a non-Jew. Teshuva is a gift to Klal Yisrael. There is no such thing as pure, complete teshuva regarding the Umayis Ha'olam. And even though it may appear on the surface that they are repenting from their sins, the chait is still written. The chait is the sin is still recorded.
If that was true, what would Yonah worry about in the first place? There's no teshuva for them. He was afraid they would do teshuva.
How could Hashem send him to
go to
the Goyim? Why did he send him?
What?
If there's no tshuva for Goyim, how did Hashem send him to tell him to go to the
Goyim? Okay, that's exactly the question.
He didn't send him to the tshuva.
Okay.
They changed their ways, but that's why at the beginning of the Sefer it says Basher Rusham like Yishma. So they are on a better path. So for that moment,
okay, let's see how he follows it. The gam sheyeshuv midakem arav v'tshuvasam nisham al gzer menes lumasam. The gzer remains. He's saying a yisoid. What's the source for this? I don't know. It's obviously something that we are not comfortable with. We are have an assumption that there's something called teshuva even for goyim. The gam beninveh lo yehilo teshuvasam rak l'zman. The proof is in the pudding because we know that Ninveh, the different Mamori Chazal, that Ninveh was ultimately destroyed. How much longer was it destroyed? It's not so simple later if we have some time. It appears it was destroyed twice. Nineveh suffered a double Chorban. It was destroyed shortly after the Nevuah of Yonah, 40 years later, and then it was destroyed once again in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. And there was another Navi, his name was Nahum. Okay, we have yet to learn Sefer Nahum. Nahum gave over a prophecy regarding Nineveh, that it will be destroyed. And it was destroyed. Nachum was later, in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, and it was destroyed. So it seems that Nineveh was destroyed twice. It was destroyed shortly after the Nevuah of Yonah, which was much earlier in history, during the time of the Aseret HaShvatim. And then Nineveh was rebuilt. Then Nachum came along and said, you're going to be destroyed. And they were destroyed a second time. So you see that the teshuva of the Umas HaOlam doesn't work. The fact is, it was destroyed twice. Furthermore, Gam Nineveh lo hil teshuvas and rak lezman, only for a short period of time, lo lechalei pesha, ulehoseim achatos. Okay, now on the next page, again, page 443, it did not hold back, the sin was still present, and did not clean away the sin. Masha ein kein Yisrael, unlike the Jews, the Ali Day Hatashuva Nekar Hachet Mikol Vachol. We know that when it comes to Klal Yisrael, we need the Teshuva, Chet is cleansed. Averois Nase Kizuchuyois. The Hatashuva Hi Vidavka Lisho Vizel Toychen Divir Harav Menachem Azar Yazal. Okay, so that's the first Yisoid of Chemes Anoch in the name of Rabbi Menachem Ben Azariah. Menachem Azariah. Their sin is in its full measure, the koimosam in its full height. Lo yitamu chatoim, the sinners do not go away. V'lo nishrucha elu laharich lohem zman mo. He only needs to wait around, just a delay tactic. Everything that he is doing by going to Nineveh and giving them Musa is just a delay tactic. It's not going to have any permanent results. V'zeh, now here we come now to get an appreciation, according to the Chumash Nach, a new idea that we have not learned now, until now, a whole new approach to this sugya, very, very difficult sugya of Yonah. V'zeh, toikif tanosah shel Yonah debishloim im ha'yelin Nineveh din v'teshuvah v'nim ha'lovinam nicha. Hashem, you're sending me on a mission that is guaranteed to fail. In other words, like they say today in the world of chinuch, you're setting me up for failure. Never set up a child, put him in a situation where he is guaranteed to fail. You're setting me up for failure. There is no way I going to Nineveh and giving them Musar, even if they will do teshuva, their teshuva is not shalem, ultimately it will be destroyed. So what is this all about? To delay, I'm not in that business, Yonah says. I am not in a business of stalling. I'm not in that business. I am in a business of results. We think about it. It's an approach to life. Some people, even though they're doomed, just stall. Just just do whatever you can do to delay. And then there's an approach that, no, if the end is, if you're doomed, so what are you sitting around for? Let's get it over with. If you will not, it's a philosophical debate. And you can generalize. But at least the Chaymas Nach is coming to present us, this was the disagreement between Hashem and Yonah. They both agree they're doomed. The question is there some benefit in this world of delaying the Chorban of the Rishoyim? Let's go further. Uveshagam, let's go further. We'll take the Gam, Uveshagam, Yagyenu Busha Uchlima Shiyamu Olav Navi Sheker. And certainly there's another collateral damage to Yon. Now this idea we discussed before. Yon also is saying that personally my reputation is on the line. Because since I do know that in the end they are going to be destroyed, and I am on record as telling them to do teshuvah, and by doing teshuvah, now it's a little bit the opposite, doing teshuvah, so that, what were you trying? It will come over Yonah shame, sheyomro lav nevi sheker. Ein ze kedai la'abed kama revavos. It's not kedai to destroy kama revavos.
What, you mean to save his reputation?
It's only to save his reputation for a temporarily. In other words, Yonah says, Nineveh will be destroyed in 40 days. Will they ultimately be destroyed? Absolutely. Because according to the Chaim HaSanach, there's no such thing as teshuva by the Goyim. So what then will I accomplish by going and telling them this message? They will do teshuva. And they will not be destroyed 40 days. It'll take 80 days or 40 years. But in the meantime, my words were recorded that they will be destroyed in 40 days. And now it didn't happen. So I will go down in history as a Navi Sheker. I'm not a Navi Sheker. The truth, they were, anyway, they were destroyed. But it did not happen when I told them it's going to happen in 40 days. The collateral damage for the institution of prophecy will plunge. Because I represent all the prophets. I made a statement that in 40 days from now they're going to be obliterated. By me telling them this, they're going to do a degree of teshuv that is insincere, which will just delay their destruction. And in my eyes, the delay is very no value. And certainly in this case, not only is there no value, because since anyway they're going to be destroyed, but the fact that there will be a short delay, that will be enough to discredit my words in the eyes of the world. And I, as a prophet and all of my colleagues, will be discredited for the rest of time. So therefore, Hashem, what are you accomplishing over here? Since at the end, they will anyway be destroyed because a goy is not capable of doing a full teshuva. And the most that we could expect from the teshuva of goyim is to delay. What value is there in a couple of more days when the result will be the same? Especially the effort that I have to exert to go, travel, and do all of this. And number two, the fact that it's going to cause enormous harm to the institution of the prophets by in their eyes being shown to be a false prophet.
Prophets or would-be prophets predict a specific time for their prophecy. Never mind the would-be one. Moshe Rabbeinu.
Exactly. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Why kichatzois not chatzois? Because they would play games. They would say, Moshe, it didn't happen 12 o'clock on the dot. It happened 11:59 and 59 seconds. On their clock. They fixed the clock. They manipulated the clocks. So Moshe, you're a liar. You're a liar. You're discredited. So Moshe, I don't have patience to deal with this nonsense. I'm not going to even tell you b'diyuk. I'll just say kichatzois halayl, approximately. That's what Rashi says.
You already had excuses when Shavuahem Adechot.
Exactly. So when a prophet is off by a mashu, sheba mashu, that is already enough for the Ummah Yisraelim and their corrupt way of thinking in order to discredit the prophet.
And why we're discouraged from predicting the
year of Mashiach. Mashiach, because when you're mistaken, then you're discredited. This is something which we don't fully grasp, the depth of how of what it was. When a prophet made a statement, it was expected to come true to the dot, every single detail. Yonah is saying there is such a thing by the Ummah Yisraelim of a delay. But is it really worth it if the result would be that they do a full-fledged teshuva and Hashem forgives them and they serve just like Klal Yisrael and they survive and their slate is clean? You know something? It's kedai. I'm willing to go al-kiddush Hashem. I should be discredited in order to save 120,000 people. But guess what? These 120,000 people are going to die anyway. So what's the big deal waiting a couple of more days? Is it really worth it? Especially when there's going to be enormous collateral damage?
How can you know what he's describing it? He's telling the Kodesh Baruch Hu how to run his world.
Yeah. Torah lav, that's not Torah. Torah lav Hashemayim. Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the right to tell Hashem how to run his world. Exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
Right.
That's all part of Torah lav Hashemayim. Bez Din decides when it's Yom Kippur. They decide when it's Rosh Hashanah. They decide everything. and they decide the halacha. If they decide that you're doing this, the person is innocent, then there's no mitzvah bezin, there's no karis, there's nothing. And if bezin decides that doing this is forbidden, then in Shem, there's karis, there's mitzvah bezin, there's malchus, you got it. When Hashem came down Har Sinai and gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, there was a major protest. There was a violent hafganah in Shemayim. The Malachi Hashares, a violent protest. How dare you give the Torah to the Jewish people? What's the big deal? Ner le'echad, ner le'meya. The answer is no. When Hashem was giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, He was giving them the keys. He was giving them, putting them in the driver's seat. He was giving them the ability to control the world. Exactly. Torah lava shemayim. And therefore, Yonah, who's a Navi, he's saying to Hashem, you know, you gave us authority in this world. And part of the authority you've given us is to paskil lahalacha, that since teshuva by a goy does not work, according to the parish of the Chaimus Anoch in his quotation, quoting the Sefer Menachem Azriel, okay, it's a tremendous chiddush. I don't think many people are, we've heard of such a thing until now. I think most of us are shocked to hear such things, to say that by a goy there's no such thing as teshuva. Why not? Why not? But that's what it says over here. But okay, but teshuva. That's not the gush. Because over here is that if a person.
What about the Roman?
They didn't give back
their. The Jew for the last minute of his life.
He
was a Gentile.
Do I have a chelik in olam haba? You're asking a good question. Let's not be sidetracked for now. Don't confuse me with the facts.
Especially if the body on whom he's prophesizing does
teshuva,
it absolves him of the claim of Navi Sheker. Because
no, he's not telling them to do teshuva. Yonah never ever told the people do teshuva.
He was worried that he would be called a Navi Sheker.
Why? Because he told them in 40 days from now, this country will be destroyed. That's right.
And it didn't happen.
The Rambam says that only L'chor by Jews. L'chor, what do you have to say? He's asking a good question. You have to assume that according to this understanding is that that's only true when it comes to Jews. Because Jews, Hashem will rescind. Because Jews can do teshuva. But being that a goy cannot do teshuva, and it's going to happen anyway, so the reason why he's telling them that, like we discussed, the reason why he's telling them that this is going to be destroyed in 40 days is they should say their last rites. They should say vidui. They're going to die. Hashem is having rachmanis upon them. That at least when they come to the Olam HaEmes, they should enter the Olam HaEmes mitoch teshuva. Just like a shchiv meiraf.
Characteristics of teshuva. One of the aspects of it.
What?
Vidui is one of the aspects of teshuva.
Yeah, but it's not. Vidui is not a teshuva to change the gzeira.
Right.
Vidui, exactly. There are different types of teshuva. The teshuva over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is advocating for is they should change their ways. They should change their ways and it will not happen. They will not be destroyed. Yonah says that is impossible because there's no such thing by a goy as full-fledged teshuva. Therefore, they will ultimately be destroyed from their averos. So what then is the benefit of teshuva? Delay. Delay. Okay. But there's another type of teshuva, and that is the gezeira will not be delayed. The gezeira will not be delayed, but a person should not leave this world in a state of mind of rebellion. He should do teshuva the last moment before he leaves this world. That there is such a principle. And that's true for Jews and non-Jews. There's a whole thing saying vidui shchiv meirav. The Vida Shchiv Meirav, does the Shchiv Meirav think that by me saying this Vida, there's a chance that I'm going to live? No. It's terminal. Whatever it is, there is, we don't need to go there. there is something called when a person leaves this world, he should leave this world in a proper frame of mind. No one came back to tell us how these things work, but this is what Chazal say. It is critical, critical for a person to leave this world in a proper frame of mind. Even though his whole life he may have done, he may not have lived a life that was 100%, that has to be taken as a din. There is a din v'cheshbin for that. No one's denying that that's not going to go away like nothing. But there's another element independent of what kind of life a person lived, and that is when he leaves this world, he should leave this world in a serious frame of mind, realizing what life is all about. There's something called a vidui of shchiv meraf. According to Yonah, Hashem is sending Yonah to deliver them a message. It's time to say the vidui of a shchiv meraf. You're a chaplain in a hospice. There's a person that is at the end of life. There's absolutely no expectation that he's going to live more than a certain amount of time, but the chaplain is there to help him recite the vidui before he dies. Yoni here is visiting Nineveh. Nineveh is one big hospice. It's one big hospice. And the expectation, the government has provided funding for 40 days. Because after 40 days, that's it. There's no expectation they're going to be around anymore. There's an asteroid coming on course to crash into Nineveh and obliterate it. Yon is saying, there's nowhere to go. Let's say vidui. 40 days. He comes there. They start saying vidui. And you know what? Hashem is so impressed with their vidui. You know what? I'll give you another 40 years. I'll lobby the government to keep the lights on for another 40 years. So Yonah is very disturbed because Yonah says, listen, they're terminal. They're going to go anyway. So why wait 40 years? Do it now. Anyway, nothing is going to come from these people. Anyway, they're going to die. So why wait? Why be matriach me to go through all of this effort to go and have them delay for another 40 days when... Another 40 days, when anyway they're going to die. And he adds, and what is the collateral damage of waiting another 40 days? I will go down in the history books among the Goyim as being a Navi Sheker. And that's going to have ramifications for Klal Yisrael, because if I'm a Navi Sheker, so that I'm part of the big club of all the prophets, we're all a bunch of frauds. So what Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah Lav HaShemayim Hi, I'm demanding that this is not a good plan of action, and therefore, why bother? If you'll tell me that if a guy does teshuvah, then the sins are forgiven, and he's cleansed, and he'll live on until Yemos HaMashiach, will come descendants, there'll become some benefit. Okay, Hashem, I'm in it. I'm in the game. Because then even if I'm going to say it'll be destroyed in 40 days... All right, it's kedai, it's worthy for me to lose my reputation in order to save another human being. Yeah.
The Malbim says that Navi Sheker can answer that.
What did the Malbim say? What?
He said,
right now we're doing the Chumash Hanach. Let's do one Mefarish at a time. Let's see how he...
The argument that's being made.
Let's say in a Chanami. That's the Malbim. Okay, let's follow through. Let's follow through. Al mash ein kein Yisrael. Okay, av lo lechal pesha mash ein kein Yisrael. Okay, let's just go on page. I'm on page 443 on the top line of the Chaimus Sanach on the right side. Mash ein kein Yisrael. The idea to shuvah nekar achid mikol v'chol. The idea to shuvah dafka li Yisrael. Going back to the words of Rabbeinu Menachem Azriel, teshuvah. I'm sorry? Azariel? Okay, Azariel. That Teshuvah is Davka Li Yisrael. V'zeo Teichen Divrei Rabbi Nachim Azaria. Okay, Azaria Zal. The Alpi Zay Yisyashem the Yonah Hanavi Yodah Dinin Vein Nechtam Gzar Dinin Mehim Yimaku Ba'avoy. Yonah knew good and well that it's too late. They're going to be destroyed. V'ein Teshuvah Ma'ya Leslachem. It's not going to help. Ki Avoy Noisam Bid Siv Yonah B'vikoy Masam Lo Yitamu Chatoim. The asin is bitsivyayna, and bitsivyayna means in full form. Adam, her, all of the items in this, all of the elements of creation were created bitsivyayna. It's an expression that's used by Maisei Bereshis. everything that Hashem was bitsivyoina means fully mature. So their sins were fully mature. Lo yitamu chatoim. The sins are not going to go away. V'lo nitzrucha elo laharich lohem zman mo. And the only benefit of this mission is to delay. V'zeh toikev ta'anasa shal yore d'bishlema im ha'yol linen ve'din teshuva v'nim chalavim nincha. U'vishagam yagyeh busha v'chlima. And even if I'll suffer the consequences, I'm willing to suffer the consequences and go down in history for eternity as being a novice sheker, if I can save one guy. Okay? Shayoimru alav novice sheker, v'ainze kedai labit kama revavis. On them hashta, diavoinam kidboi koi. But now that I know that their sin remains standing, they're not capable of doing teshuva, v'ainlechem bittel. There's no way, she'ein law, ein ze el lizman, and the only thing that I could accomplish with these people is just to delay a little bit longer. Al ze hoya dover leiv, he had agmas nefesh. It's just not worth it. The whole show, the whole expense, the whole thing is just not worth it for a couple of more days or a couple of more years. The ancient times, 40 years, was like today, a day. The world was very slow. The world, everything's happening in the world in a very slow pace. That's the thing, at least the indication we get. Yonah, Dovalev, Yonah, Shiyomu, Olav, Shunivu, Sheku, the collateral damage is not Kedai. It's not worthy. L'chein, Chorolei, Admoves, Vayishal, Navshoi, Lamus. He really believed in his argument. He believed in his argument so much, he was willing to challenge Hashem. And you have to add the element that Torah lav Hashemayim, he was making a halachic decision. Okay, this is a halachic decision. Think about it. There's a reputation to preserve. A reputation is a lot. Nevi'im need to be held in high esteem in order for them to accomplish their mission. This was a halachic decision. It's not kedai to save, to delay any longer. And therefore, Torah lav Hashemayim, what I'm saying is correct. And if Hashem, you're not going to accept this argument, you know what? I don't want part of this. The Hashem, oh my love, ha-hetev, chor-o-loch. Now, what is Hashem's response? Uvidivrei Hashem alalu nistapik ma kavonoso yisparach. So the Chaim HaSanach says, you know what? I don't even know what the answer is. I have a dilemma as to fully comprehend the depth of the last few pesukim in Sefer Yoinah, that we read before the end of Yom Kippur. I have a dilemma. Ma kavanasa yisprach? Im zocha hu batanasai? Was he correct? Did Yonah win? Maybe Yonah won. Okay, there are times when we win. Okay, where do we find that? I find that in the Gemara. We find that in the Gemara in Masechta Berachos, where Rabbi Shmuel, Tanya, I forgot the exact story in the Gemara, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a Maisa where someone was Mispalel, and he was Minatseach. He prevailed over Hashem. Look, Moshe Rabbeinu did it many times, all the time. But there the Gemara says more. The Gemara, see, in the Torah, with Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Moshe won, but he didn't really win. Because uvayoyim pokti pokadati, Hashem didn't wipe us out. We're here, but Hashem, when the story was over, Hashem was not happy. He wasn't fully happy. There was damage. There is a story in the Gemara where Hashem, it says there, where Hashem, he says, I'm so happy that my children have prevailed upon me. Natschuni bini natschuni. Where is that Gemara? I don't remember where it is. Natschuni bini natschuni. You have prevailed over me. Excellent. I have great satisfaction. The Gemara there shows, Loi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas bos avadam. A bos avadam, you're never happy to lose. Never. Yeah. No bos avadam is happy to lose a baseball game.
It was the machlokas
of the stones and the machlokas. Oh, that was with Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanur Shalachnai, the specialty of Rav Meir Appeldorf. Rav Meir Appeldorf, the most popular shir on morningkol.com is the Tana Rachnai from Rabbi Yosher, you compete competition. We have Rabbi Yevsky.
So,
okay, yeah.
In all this, it's very difficult for me. When is it the right time to fight? I don't think that's not the right word, to fight a Shem. And when is it the right time to
Mikado. I don't know. Let's go further. Now, he writes over here, the Chayim Sanach says, I have a dilemma as to the end of Sefer Yonah. What is Hashem's response? Is Hashem saying that, yes, Yonah, you win? Or is, no, Hashem giving Yonah Musa? Let's see what he says over here. Did Yonah really win? He admitted. The other way around. Yonah won. I dilma milsa ba'olma amale. The adaraba tama love the ein hadin imoy. Uchloimar. This means to say be MS. Nira beinecha dehetev chora lecha. The rotsoloimar. It's a question. In other words, like we had this discussion last time. Is this a rhetorical statement or is it an ordinary statement? Can we had this discussion. Is there such a thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam talks like a human being with rhetorical statements? We know that the machlokes in the Gemara, when it's repetition, dibra toira kilashoin b'nei adam. But that's only in regard to repeating words. Does that concept, does that principle of dibra toira kilashoin b'nei adam go so far even to say that Hashem speaks in rhetorical statements? So if we go back over here to the pasuk over here says, Hashem says to Yonah, vayas, he makes himself a sukkah. Well, let's go back over here. Pasuk dalet, pasuk gimel it says over here is vayata Hashem kach nas nafshi mimeni, take my neshama. Margolis, welcome. Kach na esnafshi mimeni ki toiv moisi mechayoi. Vayomer Hashem, pasuk dalet, haheitev chora loch. So the Chayim Sanach says, I have a dilemma. My dilemma is, do we put a question mark at the end of this pasuk? Is Hashem saying to Yonah, you are wrong. You are dead wrong. And the way Hashem says to Yonah, you're dead wrong, is by responding with a question. Haheitev chora loch. Is it correct to be angry? What were there's a disagreement between me and you. Is it a given they're going to be destroyed? It's a given when the day is over, they're all goners. I am of the opinion that there's some benefit in this world to delay. Delay, even though it's, again, the conclusion is a given. There's no going back. But there's a benefit in this world that these people should stick around another day. And you, Yonah, no, it's not worth it. If they're going to die, let them die now. It's not worth the effort, the toil, and the collateral damage of waiting one more day. So Hashem says back, Yonah, you're dead wrong. I'm right and you're wrong. Vayomer Hashem, ha-hei-teif charoloch? That's one possibility. Or the other possibility is Hashem doesn't speak in rhetorical statements. Hashem is not a human being. Hashem speaks in full sentences. You go to first grade, they teach you how to speak. They don't teach a first grader how to talk in rhetorical sentences. A first grader in elementary school, if there's no such thing as a rhetorical statement, question, in elementary school. This idea of poetry and expression is first introduced to people already who are corrupt, to adults, okay, who are a little bit more. Pashtus is you speak in normal, correct sentences. Hashem is emes. Elokim osa es ha'adam yashor. It's the heim bikshu chishbonois rabbis. Hashem is glat. When you glot, you don't talk in rhetorical sentences. Question, whatever that expression is. When you glot, you talk yashar. When you're a little bit perverted, you're a little bit a smart aleck, so then you begin more, you become more sophisticated and you talk in these type of expressions. And therefore, if you want to learn the pasuk according to its face value, Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem ha-heitev chorolach. Now the hey ha-yidia is a bit of a grammatical challenge to this, but I'm not saying this is what the Rechayim Sanoch is saying, so you have to deal with that extra additional hey, which we'll figure out, okay, don't worry about it, don't get worked up over the extra hey. It's ha-heitev chorolach. You are correct. Yonah, we had a disagreement, and you know something? I've come around. Torah la v'ashamayim hi. You're right. That's the second approach of the Chaimah Sanach. Now, what does that mean exactly? Let's go further. That's the second side of the dilemma. Continuing where we left off. I'm again back on page 443. Towards the bottom. Let me just find the place. Let's do the whole paragraph one more time very quickly. I have a dilemma. What does he mean to say? Maybe Hashem is saying to Yonah, you are correct. You're right, Yonah. Let's get this over with. I will push the button and nuke them right now. You're right. And we're going to obliterate Nineveh at this moment. Oy Dilma, maybe it's a rhetorical statement. Oy Dilma, Milsa Bialmo, Amalevi Adraba, Toma Olav. Rhetorical statement. De Ain Hadinimo. Are you really right, Yonah? Are you really know what you're talking about? Choloimar be emes near be necha de hatef charulach. Virotsaloimar, De Ain Hadin Kane. I am right. Umishum hoch yotsim no ir lirois ma yebu ir. Im Hashem hiskim l'dvarav yelash l'shama kirega oy zimna yisihiv le. There will be a delay v'hainim mishum dinistabik b'mayim Hashem. In other words, I made a mistake in my reading of the Chaimah Sanach. It's not the Chaimah Sanach that has this dilemma. It's Yonah that has the dilemma. Hashem said to Yonah these words, ha-heitev chorolach, and Yonah did not know what Hashem meant. It's like Eli HaKoyen, when the letters on the Choshen lit up, Eli did not know how to interpret the letters. Does it mean Kishera, that Hannah is a woman who is a Kishera, or Kisara, she is noble like Sari Imenu, or maybe it means a Shikoira, she's intoxicated. Okay, so when Hashem gives over a message, you have to know how to interpret the message. And it's not just when the letters on the Choshen light up, is there a dilemma how to correctly interpret. When Hashem says something to you, another at times also has a dilemma. What did Hashem mean? We just had a spirited disagreement, argument, what to do about Nineveh. And Hashem says, Ha-heitev charolach. And I really don't know what Hashem meant to say. I don't know if it's the hey ha-yidia. It's the hey, I'm sorry, it's the hey ha-timia, the hey ha-timia, or the hey ha-yidia. Is Hashem saying, you're right, or Hashem is saying, you're wrong. So that is why Yonah, he leaves the city, and he goes mikadem. He doesn't want to stick around, because if he's right, then Hashem's going to nuke them any moment. But if he's wrong, then there's plenty of time. So he goes outside the city to play it safe, but doesn't leave because he wants to see who was right. He wants to see. Yeah.
You're angry. Fine. That's good. That you are a human being. I have my response.
Okay, that's a different approach. We discussed some of those approaches. Indeed, I think we actually discussed that in the Radak or the Malbim. Absolutely. Ayin panim l'tayra. We discussed that approach. The Chaimus Anach is now giving us a novel. He's not working with that idea. It's a different idea. Everything is true. Ayin panim l'tayra. Right now, we're dealing with this approach. Let's focus on this idea. Hashem told him these words, and Yonah has a dilemma as to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to say. Hashem will give them time. V'hayinu mishum dinistapik b'maimer Hashem. Ochein, however, now enters into the Chaimus Anach. Halacha reivachas. It's widespread. It's widespread that the halacha is, we turn to the next page, he b'shila yoyma, in mesechta yoyma, that Hashem is right. Now that psak halacha obviously was decided later on. Why? Because of the principle of chaye sho'ah. Why? Dibikuach nefesh, choyshashen l'chaye sho'ah. In other words, again, we have to understand that the halacha was not yet decided. We are. Let's go to modern times. A person, Rachman Lislan, is terminal, and he's. It's impossible according to the laws of nature for him to live more than a day. If a person pulls the plug a minute before he dies, he's guilty of murder. Ritzicha. He's guilty mamish of ritzicha. Why? He's going to die anyway within 24 hours. So what? He still has chaye shah. He still has a few hours to live. What right do you have to deny him those last few hours? And obviously, as you know, this becomes very controversial, how far we go with this in the world, in science, in medicine today. But put that aside. Let's talk about a simple case. A person's awake, he's conscious, he's on any machine or anything, and his heart rate is going down, he's going to die very soon, al derech hateva, and a person goes and shoves him off the bed and steps on him and kills him. Right? He kills him, he accelerates his death. He's chayev misa. You just committed murder. What do you mean? He's going to die in 5 minutes anyway, 10 minutes, an hour. So what? There's something called chayei sha. So what is the bottom line? La halacha lemaisa, fast forward to the time of the Talmud, way after Yonah. Yonah's living during the time of the Aseres HaShvatim. This halacha was not yet accepted. The principle of chayei sha was not yet accepted. Halacha changes, and it doesn't change anymore. Once we come to the Chasimas HaTalmud, there's no more change in halacha. But it's clear as day that in earlier times, there were different tekufais, where this is the halacha, and then there's a different generation later on that accepted this to be the halacha. Like we mentioned, even when it comes to tefillin. Tefillin, d'Rabbeinu Tam, and tefillin d'Rashi. Today, you make a bracha on tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, it's a bracha levatala. It used to be, it seems to be accepted, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if you make a bracha on the tefillin of Rashi, it was a bracha levatala. The accepted tefillin was the tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam. Why did things change? I don't know. But it was a shift. Okay, so there are things, there were periods of time in history where the halacha was different. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. And you have to accept one opinion. There's a bezin. You go Basar Roif. A later bezin that's gadol mimenu b'chochma uv'minyan can override a previous bezin. Today, we're done. It's not going to happen. There's no such thing today as changing halacha. But there used to be such a principle. In this principle of chaye shah, it's a given. It's a given. We accept it as a matter of fact. There's something called chaye shah, which basically means the argument of Hashem is the halacha. It, even though the people of Nineveh are terminal, they're goners. There's no such thing as tshuva. By goyim, there is something called chaye shah. It's worthy to delay their death by every time you can. But at this point in time, it was not yet decided. That's really correct. And that's why there was a dilemma between Hashem and Yonah. But we halacha lemaisa for us, we know he rings over here. He says that it's accepted. But surely Yonah, the pirkei d'pirkei nefesh chayish l'chayish l'chayish shah. Vaymasha kosan kosva toisves ba'avoy dezar daf chav zayin uveshut shvus Yaakov chelik aleph sim yud gimel v'imken Yonah hanavi ain't hanase taina dekaimon chayish l'chayish shah. Today, from our perspective, we weren't even given the light of day Yonah because we pask in halacha l'maisa in our Talmud in Tosfos chayei shabai goyim v'kal v'choy medig l'mechash l'chayei kama shanim. How much more so when Hashem was willing to extend their lives by 40 years, okay? And v'chol shekhen, when you're dealing over here with 120,000 people, not just one person. V'chol maisa Hashem kush t'dina. Hashem is correct. Shekhen roi lochosh l'kama shanim v'lechein hu yisbrach ratzal l'cho'ir yoyne b'dvar ha'kikoyoyne. Therefore, Hashem now he's going to this next question. What is the inyan of the kikoyon all about? Devadai orcha d'milsa u'maisim b'chol yoyim. Asher b'ma'at kot uzman. It's orcha d'milsa u'maisim b'chol asher b'ma'at kot uzman mo yisyabesh. The kikoyon has a very short shelf life. So it's not kedai to go and buy the kikoyoin. You go to the store and you want to buy in the store a kikoyoin. And what's the shelf life? One day. People go to the store and they buy. Why do you want to go buy for one day a kikoyoin when it's not going to be around tomorrow? What kind of business investment is it to purchase something that's only going to give you pleasure for one day? What? That's food. Let's talk about. Exactly. A little bit extra. What's the value? So you see that the way the world works is there is benefit in purchasing and exerting yourself for pleasure that is ephemeral, temporary, one day. It's kedai. It's worthy. So therefore, al achas kama v'kama, the gift of life. How valuable it is, Chayesha. So the key koyon is just nothing more than a marshal for Yonah that Chayesha has value. The vaday orch de milsa the meister b'chol yom asher nikah b'mat kot uzman mo. The smallest amount of time, yisyabesh, the key koyon will dry out. V'afilu hachi nitzar Yonah. And look, you Yonah, when the key koyon withered after one day, look how much pain you had. What did you have pain? It was only chaye sha'ah. Oh, Yoino, you see that there's value in chaye sha'ah. Ki bo Hashem v'shvino masa kikoyon v'sholoi Hashem. Im heitev choro loy ala kikoyon. The af, even though she'soif olivash adayin lo yigi azmanoi. Everything in this world has to be nitzchi. Everything has to last forever and ever. Only going to go buy something which is real estate. It's real. Karka. It's going to be around forever. You don't buy things which disappear. Maybe that's not what Odilma. Maybe the reason why Yonah, Hashem is asking Yonah, maybe the reason why you're upset, it's not because you're the loss of the Yon of the Kikoyoin. Rakshan it's the air al ke'ev harosh, you have a headache. Now that there's no Kikoyoin, the sun is beating on your head and you have a migraine headache.
Well, that's what Marvinel says. What are you getting upset about? You wanted to die. So now
exactly.
Is painless.
No, Hashem is playing with him.
If you want to die, you're going to die. But it's
so,
not painless.
So in other words, let's analyze. Hashem is playing with you. You have a dilemma as to what I meant. So let me give you, Hashem is saying something so deep. This is unbelievable how he's explaining this. He's saying, you have, Yonah, you don't know what I meant. You don't know when I said to you, when I told you, heitev charolach. So let me play with you. Let me go and make for you a kikoyon for one day, and after one day it disappears. Now let me ask you, Yonah, you're very upset. Why are you upset? There can be two possible reasons why you're upset. Either you're upset because you have a headache, or you're upset over the loss of Chayei Sha'ah. So Yonah admits, I'm not upset about the headache, I'm upset about the Chayei Sha'ah. Oh, you said the chayisha. Let's see. So, rak likani simo bedvarim veheishav liyon detzar leal kikoyon dechos alav lo higia zman livash. Yonah admits to Hashem, the reason why I have pain, it's not because I have a headache. It's because the loss of chayisha. I'm mourning over something that only lasts in this world for a short period of time. I knew when I saw the kikoyon I saw it came with an expiration date. Okay, grew out of the ground. There was a tag. And the tag says, this kikayon will self-destruct in 24 hours. So I knew, even though it was only chaye shah, I knew it would happen. I enjoyed it while it was here. And now that it's gone, I have tzar. So Hashem says, so Nineveh is no different. They're doomed. Their fate is sealed. But listen, whatever they got left, give it to them. Give them the hana, whatever they got left in this world. Give them the chaye shah. Same exact thing. That's the message. The loy gil v'dem l'mayin d'chayshin l'chayishah al-kein amalo ato chastal al-kikoyoin l'chayishah v'eich lo yochus al-ninveh l'chayikam sham v'chub b'racham av yoistiv lo nishnay s'chayim. I'll give them a bonus. I'll give them another 40 years. I'll give them a significant chayishah. That's what you lane the few moments before the end of Yom Kippur. Because what after all, think about it, after a whole day Yom Kippur, like a malach, and you say, what's this life all about anyway? What's this world about anyway? It's a fleeting moment. Yeah?
Why, according to Chaim Sanah, why is it so important that the pasuk says, Asher lo yamal tovoy? That's not the main consideration, lo yamal tovoy. That's a side thing.
Okay, I hear, I don't know, I hear. I don't know. I don't have a good answer. I hear what you say. You have to work. You have to work with it.
But
okay.
You're trying to say that.
But I upon him with Torah.
You didn't have anything.
That's another idea, right? But that's but he's saying a good point. Okay, that's a separate idea. Ayin upon him with Torah. Okay, you're right. But he's saying something that is extremely profound. Hashem is coming to teach Yoina that there is a benefit in this world for Chayesha. And comes Yom HaKippurim, you know, you can come to the conclusion, what's the purpose of doing teshuvah? What's the purpose, the effort? What are we working so hard? We spent 40 days doing teshuvah, right? After that's what, isn't that, the El, it's the same exact thing. The story of Yom HaKippurim is the story of Yonah. El to Yom HaKippurim is 40 days. When they blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh El, the shofar has words. There are words that come out of the shofar. You know what the words are? In 40 days, this world and all of you people will be nehepeches. You'll be finished. You won't exist. Though that's what the shofar says. In 40 days from now, you're all a bunch of goners. So, what do we say? What do we say for 40 days? Ribbono shel Olam, let's get it over with. If any way ein adam be'oretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yecheta, or any way a bunch of sinners, and anyway, there's really no way we can do a teshuva shelema. Who are we fooling? We're molichet. So you know what? Let's get it over with. What's the purpose in doing teshuva? What is teshuva really going to do for the average person? The most it's going to do is delay. Theoretically, Klal Yisrael has a tremendous koyach, zedoinois nasalek his zechuyos. But yet for the average person, that's a little bit above their paycheck. The average person, come on, what do you want from me? I'm just an average Joe. What do you think I could really accomplish over here with my teshuva? I'm going to become, when Yom Kippur is over, my averos kizuchuyos. It's not very practical for the average fellow. We more identify with the people of Nineveh where we're doomed. We're doomed. There's nothing we can do. So what does Hashem say? That's what Yonah said. Let's get over with. I have to go exert myself, wake up early for 40 days and say slichos, and work hard and do teshuva, and make tikkunim, and esr mechila, v'chulu, v'chulu, and change my whole life around. For who and for what? We're doomed. Hashem says to Yonah, Yonah, you're right. You're doomed. I'm not coming to argue that point. You're just a human being, you're doomed. But you know something? There's something called chaye shah. If you'll do epis, a little teshuva, you'll clap and I'll hate. You know, I'll give you some more time. I'll give you another year. I'll give you a bonus. I'll throw in something in your life that will make you happy. I'll give you a shtickle. Chaye Shoah has very great value. Don't underestimate, don't minimize the value of the Chaye Shoah. That's the key koyoin de yoina. The key koyoin de yoina. Look, yoina, yoina. What was the key koyoin? Chaye Shoah. Vayismach yoina simcha gidoila. And when the key koyoin disappeared, look how much tsar. Why do you have tsar? Because you have a headache or because you're mourning over Chaye Shoah? I'm mourning over Chaye Shoah. Wow, that goes to show you value Chaye Shoah. So what do you want from these poor souls in Nineveh? They're doomed. They're goyim. It's not shaykh by them to shuva. But at least give them the Chaye Shoah. Kal v'choymer ben b'noishol kal v'chem v'klal Yisrael. You should value Chaye Shoah, and you never know. Maybe if you start down the process of doing teshuva, it's not so far out of your reach to do a teshuva shleima lifonecha, to be zoiche where your averos are nasek izuchuyos. Because Klal Yisrael does indeed have the gift of teshuva. That's the message of Yonah, and that's the message of Yom Kippur. Okay, so this right, we start off with the pilot that man is ephemeral, Adam, Yisoida, Kitsitz, Neuvel, Yovesh, Chaloim Yo'uf, Chaloim Yo'uf. But at the end of the day, we come to Yonah. That's right. It's a Chaloim Yo'uf. It's a Kikoyoin that has an expiration date of one day, but it's valuable. It's worth something. With that value, you can be koine nitzchis. And that's the power. This is like a home run out of the ballpark. Yisoid that puts together the story of Yoina from the Chaim Sanach. Rabbi Yisrael, we're not finished yet. The Mirtz Hashem on Monday. I want to spend more time. There are more Yisoidais. More Yisoidais before we totally go on to our next Sefer. Okay, we'll take a very short break.